Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. It's our triple option feature. Myself along with Charlie Long and Steve Geller. Steve, I'll let you go first.
I'm going to bring up the wild card weekend, gentlemen, and not from the aspect of what was going on in the field, but broadcasting-wise, Fox Sports tweeted out they were the big winners, leading all networks and viewership on wild card weekend. 41 million watched the NFC wild card matchup on Fox between the Niners and Eagles. That's the most watched telecast of the week on any network. Fox's most watched NFL wild card weekend since 2015. That was the Lions and Cowboys, also ranks as the most watched NFL wildcard game on any network since 2022, which was 49ers and Cowboys. Also looking at the matchup, guys, between on Saturday, Rams and Carolina Panthers, 28 million viewers, ranks as the best Saturday afternoon wildcard game on any network since 2011. And, oh, that just happened to be Saints-Seahawks with 28 million viewers. 28,304,000 viewers on that one. So the numbers and the demise of NFL isn't happening anytime soon. Still going strong, and I think that's no surprise with folks. The viewership numbers just keep going up with how many streaming platforms you have now, too.
Yes, the greatest reality show on TV. And the NFL will never admit this. They got people that watch it today because they gamble.
Oh yeah,
they don't like for you to say that, but it's true. That has been, I think, that fantasy football. I can't tell you how many grandmas and all will send me something email wise. I'm trying to connect with my grandson, and I want to get into the fantasy football deal. Can you give me some tips?
That's awesome.
Okay, and my thing is, where are you picking? And so they'll tell me, I'll pick here, I'll pick there, and we have this league and that league. And I think that fantasy football, which is a form of gambling now because they got dough involved with some of this, and illegalized gambling, I think has brought the NFL, and I think also to, in part, the marriage between them, college football, NFL-wise, to a different level. Because now you got people who would only be a casual interest. I got a fantasy football. My guys, my tight ends on this team, I'm watching it.
No doubt.
Okay, and again, there is something to that. But the NFL, when I heard the commissioner say, fantasy football is not gambling, my thing is, man, where are you doing that fantasy football deal? Come on, dude. Get with the program. That's not quite correct. Today, Kenyon Sadiq, the Oregon tight end who we got to watch quite a bit this year, declared for the NFL draft. He's clear-cut the number one tight end in this draft class. I think he goes anywhere from probably 15 to 21 in round one. He's not nearly as tall as a Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren. I think when they're going to actually measure him, even though he's like 6'3 on the program, I think he's a little short of that. He's probably in that 6'2.5 range. But, man, he's a great athlete. And we talked about it with Mark. We see the emergence of the tight ends. And Kenyon Sadiq, when he's going to test athletically, man, they're going to say, what in the hell we got here? This dude is a big-time athlete. Now, he's been a good player to very good. He caught 8 touchdowns last year, more than any other tight end in college football. So you got a guy here in the right scheme. Boy, he can make some plays for you. So there's only one left, Dante Moore, to get that official announcement if he's going to come out. Or does Phil Knight cut him that, what, $8 million check to stay at Oregon next year?
Yeah, I imagine Dante's probably going to leave for the draft if you're a guaranteed
I do
top
believe,
two
Charlie.
Pick, Mike.
Yeah. As Saints fans, we hope he does.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Any quarterback.
Yes, exactly.
Agreed, 100%, guys. Speaking of the NFL draft, guys, this is my countdown has officially begun. Adam Schefter, I posted this earlier. After the Steelers season ended on Monday Night Football, there's exactly now 100 days until the NFL draft returns to Pittsburgh, guys.
Woo-hoo.
So the countdown is officially starting to tick. Mike, you already talked about Kenyon Sadiq. Schefter had also mentioned that he could be a top 10 pick in the draft. I don't see it, man.
No, he's not
on the level of Loveland or Warren, just like you had mentioned. And, I mean, Loveland went 10, Warren went 14. I think Sadiq is going to go early on in the second half of the first round. Some team is just going to fall in love with the physical traits that he has, but the production for how athletic the guy is, where he can just jump through the roof, and I mean, he is unbelievable as far as a specimen. The numbers really don't match, and that's been such a strange thing for me with just kind of Kenyon Sadiq as a prospect. It's going to be a fun conversation once we get into the tight end class, Mike.
The only thing with that is, Charlie, production-wise, look at the numbers for Colston Loveland at Michigan.
Yeah.
Now, Oregon threw the football a lot more than Michigan does.
I feel like tight ends pretty – like, Harold Fannin was awesome in college, and his production was really good in his rookie year with Cleveland. And I remember
really
Trey
well.
McBride was, like, the weapon at Colorado State before he got drafted. He's been a stud. Brock Bowers. Like, some of the top tight ends – Colston Loveland, yes, but Tyler Warren had great production at Penn State. It feels like college production for tight ends has maybe even more of an impact for – transitioning to the NFL level. If you catch a bunch of balls at the college level and you have a lot of touchdowns and you have a lot of yardage and are just a main focus of an offense at the college level, I think that you can transition to the NFL at maybe a little bit easier than someone that wasn't asked to do so much in an offense at college.
Charlie, I agree with you. I think the big debate will be what happens at wide receiver, because on some boards, Cornell Tate will be the number one guy. Jordan Tyson should be, but he's going to get nicked because of the fact he's had a host of injuries throughout his college career. But he's a tremendous football player. And then Mekhi Lemon from USC. I'm just telling you.
I like him, Mike. He's small, but he catches everything.
Wait till people see him run a route. I mean, he corkscrews those guys into the ground. That's how good of a route runner he is. There'll be a lot of debate amongst those three receivers, and I think they'll all go very in a condensed fashion. Like, one might go 7 and then 10 and then 12.
Right.
It'll be like that for those three receivers, and that's certainly a position the Saints could use to upgrade, but that Jeremiah Love would be difficult for me to pass on.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.